condemned them. God justified you with his eyes wide open. He knew the worst about you at the time when he accepted you. What then can anyone tell God about you that he does not already know? And more importantly, that has not already been paid in full by Jesus Christ. So we have to end this with this question. Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you resting in what he has done? Or are you still trying to work your way there? I'm fearful for some of you here today. You sit here week after week after week listening to these glorious truths from this glorious chapter of what God has done for sinners through his Son, Jesus Christ. And yet, you have still not surrendered yourself to him. You have remained indifferent. I think you all know that you sin. That you're a sinner. And I think you all know that God's Word condemns you for your sin. And if you stand condemned, why don't you just trust Jesus? He will forgive if you only believe. Maybe you think your sin is too great or too awful for God to forgive. Is Jesus Christ that impotent? Can his saving power be so limited? He is God, after all. Almighty God. There's nothing that he cannot do. And he can save even you with all your sin. And save you in such a way that nothing, absolutely nothing, will be able to condemn you further. For, as we'll see next week, verse 34, who is to condemn when Christ Jesus is the one who died? More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Yes, you are guilty. No one denies that. You can go free because Jesus bore the guilt for us and he died because of it. He bore the wrath so you could be saved from wrath. This is the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us. Took the blame. Bore the wrath. And we now stand forgiven at the cross. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, We do thank you for your wonderful plan of redemption to save sinners as bad as we were and as bad as we are. Every sin that we have ever and ever will commit has been placed upon our substitute, Jesus Christ, who died, who bore the penalty, who bore the curse, who became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And thereby looking at us, you look down at us in this trial, as it were, and declare us not guilty, not condemned, forgiven, accepted, because Jesus satisfied every charge that could ever be laid against us. Thank you, Father, for planning this. Thank you, Jesus, for accomplishing it at the cross. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for applying it to my heart and bringing me to faith in Jesus Christ. What a salvation. To know that it's full, free, and final. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would take your